Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right. Is that it? Another button up there? Hold on. Up here. Something you always punch up here. Anyway, I don't have that crispness that I was getting. Okay. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? Generally when you do, maybe when we come back from the break, you always hit, you seem like you hit another button up here. There you go. Anyway, all right, folks, we got a new producer here today. Look like he's lucid. That may be his problem. He doesn't have his adequate supply of 47 proof alcohol. Not that he drinks, because he doesn't. He guzzles. He's either guzzling or it's an IV drip, one of the two. So he can always say, liquor doesn't touch my lips. His gullet, another thing. But anyway, he is he's what we're stuck with, and he shows up every day. Well, he shows up when he gets ready. But he's a valued member of this staff with a lot of incriminating evidence on obviously a lot of other people. So we can't seem to get rid of this guy, like gum under our shoe. But Sylvia always sticks up for him. I don't know what's going on with that, but she'll call in here and say, "Don't say that about him." Okay. All right. I have to take a browbeating from the pie lady. But anyway, folks, it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios, and it's your host. Hold on here. Didn't have it all pushed all the way in. Apology to the producer. Turns out I don't have that crisp sound in my earphones, and turned out I didn't have it pushed all the way in. I was testing him to see his level of concern, and he just threw his hands up. Sucks to be you, doesn't it, huh? Just do the show. Shut up. Quit bothering me. The guy's trying to get some REM sleep over here while he works his job. But anyway, folks, it is Thursday's an open forum. Just spent the day at HEED conference, Housing, Education, and Economic Development. They had their annual conference going on today at the Hilton, today and tomorrow. Great speakers all the time. Hat tip to Charles Harris over there and his crew. They put on a great conference. They do a lot of great things down through the years. For the longest, I couldn't figure out just how they plugged into it, but their housing and education, they plug people. They're almost like a node, if you will. They plug people in where they need information, where they can get information, and they know everybody in the country when it comes to housing issues and all the various housing agencies. So that was a good time to be had by all. I had a young lady there from the Consumer Financial, what is it, CFPB, public, whatever it is, CPFB. And so, again, I'll finish up tomorrow and get a little bit more information. And glad did got to make some contacts because, as you know, housing is going to be an integral part to reviving the inner city. And I think the key to all that is getting parties together to understand the importance of housing. Has the need to stay somewhere. So there's a way to turn that into economic engine and creativity and currency. And that's what we're doing. Because one of the things, as I observe, now this is just me, your host, Radio Strongman. Oh, by the way, our hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors number is 326-2755, area code 601. So if you need your first, second, or third estimate or opinion, call Complete Exteriors, 326-2755, or schedule your own appointment by going to CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Click on Contact, and set up your appointment. That's how they roll. Anyway, the way I see things, you know, it's a matter of asset management. You know, people see houses, they say, okay, that house needs to be torn down. Okay. Maybe it has reached the point of its economic life. But even in the tearing down process, there's things that could be salvaged and reused. And that reused material, those old floor joists and sills and rafters, if somebody wants to come and harvest that and then wait for their opportunity to take over one of these older houses and fix it up themselves, they may be a leg up on the cost of some of the materials. And so there's a lot of things that can be done, or somebody just need to repair their own house. They just don't have the money to buy the materials. You know, floor joists, that stuff is expensive. You might be paying $30, $40 for a 10, 12-foot run. So, again, it's about folks making people's lives better one at a time where you can, and it's not rocket science. But we've just gotten into a mindset of waste and poor stewardship. And this is all that I'm saying. But anyway, I digress. It was a great first day of the conference today, and encourage those of you in the industry to stop by there tomorrow. They're going to be having a meet and greet this afternoon out at the pool there at the Hilton. So if you want to stop by there on your way in, you can meet with some of the folks who are putting that on and who are speakers there. But anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. Also, I'm reading on Jackson Jambalaya in, well, WLBT, I should say. And they have a story in there about the busybody, so-called Poor People's Campaign, Poor People Advocacy Group, and Poor People for Poor People and for More Poor People, that group. Rejoicing over the fact that Judge Wingate has given them a seat at the table to deal with Jackson Water. Now, here's my question. Where were you 2 or 3 years ago before the governor had to get involved because of mismanagement and complete failure on the part of this administration to properly run the Public Works Department, particularly the Water Department, Water and Sewer? Where were these advocacy groups then? And now they're up there demanding accountability. Okay, could you get us an accounting of what happened to the $30 million that was paid in legal fees? And I question, and I have not, even from Kenny Stokes, when Stamps was on there, I asked him, was there a settlement offered prior to them hiring this law firm to settle the water dispute with Siemens? You know what? You can't get an answer. So if the Poor People Advocacy folks want, answer that question. Ask your boy in the mayor's seat that question. I was talking with someone as I was leaving the conference today, and they were talking about the city of Jackson, and everybody knows that these Negroes are stealing us blind down there, either through not doing the job or doing the job in a manner that's slipshod and semi-chaotic, if not outright theft. So I'm asking the Poor People's Campaign, and when I get an opportunity to talk with them, why don't you get that question answered? You talk about accountability. The truth of the matter is, I believe they're running interference for this mayor, covering his butt. I would say 9 out of 10 Jacksonians have no problems with Jackson Water or Ted Hennepin or Judge Wingate. And we got the usual suspects coming in here with that same crap. That's why I told you, were there to be a Kim Wade administration, we ain't doing all, look, we are not going to be catering to the poor people like you guys are catering to them. We're not going to ignore them. But they just have just as much responsibility to be their own first responders as they're asking us to be. Some of these folks ain't poor because somebody done something to them. They're poor because they done things the way they wanted to do it and couldn't nobody tell them differently. So if you want to pay that price, look, I admire your independence. I admire how you can beat your head against that cement wall and take it like a champ. But it doesn't create any responsibility on me. So to the Poor People's Campaign, I'm just letting you know that's where I'm coming from. I don't have any problem with people advocating for that which they believe in because I do. But we don't owe you crap. And I hope Wingate listened to your crap and then shut it down. I'm not saying don't let these people have a hearing or get their viewpoints aired. Just ignore it, because if they meant any good for Jackson, they'd have been here years ago. Rokia didn't just meet the people of Jackson in this water situation. Now they're worrying about Jackson companies getting the contract. If Jackson's companies can do the work and they can qualify, they win the bid, they get the contract. But we ain't going to do it just because they're Jackson. That's what got us in this situation now where our finances on ICU. We're on critical care unit, man. And it's all because of this kind of crap. I bet you they don't make sure that these Jackson contractors get a portion of whatever the hell they get when they make their money. When they go into court, when they get their donations, are you making sure Jacksonians are getting your business, supply you with paper clips, whatever else you need? Folks, all I'm saying is what I intend to do. Nah, you're going to show calls. You're going to show some receipts. You've been talking about you about this life. You concerned about this. And okay, so where's the evidence of it? Oh, you just saying it? Okay. All right. That ain't going to play at all. Not here. Not anymore. Not for four. All right. Folks, we have White Thomas on the line. We have to distinguish between Thomas, who likes white girls, from this gentleman.
Hey, Kim.
What's going on?
Man, I don't know it. But, you know, the question that you're asking about the Poor People's Campaign and everything else, the reason that they got involved in this, isn't his sister involved with the Poor People's Campaign?
She has the Poor People's Advocacy. She's involved with that. And then you got another group called the Poor People who are more poor than the Poor People's Advocacy. These are the seriously in need of your money, your sympathy, and your cooperation. So you got poor, and then you got poor to the X power.
Right, but then and the whole reason that the mayor's pissed off is because they have lost control of the money. They want control over the money.
Yep. And the thing about it is he had complete control over everything. He just couldn't figure out a way to, I guess, pilfer what he wanted out of the operation. So he had to let it completely collapse until White Boy Bob come in there and put his fingerprints on it. Then he blames White Boy Bob for fixing that. Now Bob's got it up and working. Now he sees where he can get some grift in here. So
That's correct. And I would say that Ted Hennepin is doing a good job. For the simple fact is, the water's running, and he's still trying to help the people that are the ones that actually really need it, to trying to lower their water bills to help them out. So he is doing a good job, I do feel.
I do, too. And then when they get done, and, you know, these sewer lines are breaking everywhere. And obviously, you know, the entire lines need to be replaced, but that's not economically feasible. But where they do go in there to work on them, they do a good job of restoring the street to the best of their ability. They do a better. Matter of fact, we need to put Ted Hennepin's group in charge of repairing the streets.
Well, they might get something fixed then. You think so?
Like I said before, we're going to bring in those people who are competent. And if there's minorities out there who are competent, then your work will speak for you. But if you're just coming in there and saying, well, you know I'm black. I'm just going to tell you now, you ain't going nowhere with that crap. You better come in there slanging some serious skills. Because you know what?
No, it doesn't make a difference as long as you do the job like it's supposed to be done.
That's right. You know, and the thing about it is, we don't have the finance to indulge this foolishness anymore. I don't care how serious you think it is. It wasn't anybody else who messed it up other than the people who have been benefiting from set-aside contracts. Nobody else screwed it up but y'all. You had a chance to go in there and do a good job, and you did a half-blank job.
That's right. Well, Kim, I think you do a great job, man. I appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you being out there, my friend. And you
know, have a good one, brother.
Thank you, Thomas. You know, like I said before, there's not going to be any apologies extended. The mayor, he complained about the schools being taken over, and black folks was running the schools. So if we got in a position where we in violation of the state statutes on how to conduct schools or keep them at a level where they don't get the scrutiny of the state board and we didn't do it, man, ain't nobody trying. Man, they trying to take over blacks. Don't nobody want all these heads. Dude. Quit fooling yourself. Ain't nobody trying to take over black people, okay? I am for doing our job in a manner in such a way that it's not even a question whether or not somebody's going to try to take it over because we're doing the job. Now, we need to bring the state in to fix the traffic lights. Now, they're going to be fixing the lights out there on the interstates, and now we need to come on in here and say, hey, man, fix these traffic lights. I think the mayor, what has happened is the mayor's probably got a he's probably got a hookup on stop signs. So he's going to sell the city stop signs and get rid of all the street lights because that's how him and his boys can make a killing. He's already making mega millions off those little cones that go over shell casings and crime scene tape. Who would have thunk it? Anyway, I say that in jest, but, you know, you don't put anything past these people. The bottom line is there ain't going to be no more apologies. You Negroes screwed it up. It ain't nobody's fault but your own. The rest of us Negroes just want good government, and you telling us we can't have it. All we can have is black government. Not going to work. I'm sorry, homie. You're out of here. We're voting you off the island. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks. We're back, and it is Thursday. Glad to be back here. It's in the studios. It's an open forum. Also, I want to remind you about our good friend down there on Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. That would be Tom's Fried Pies, the destination point for all of you looking around, riding around on Saturday afternoon, looking for something to do. You want to take out the old classic car and just ride? Well, ride and get you a Tom's Fried Pie. That's right, located in Richland, south of Kroger's. On the same side as Kroger's, and when you see the Walgreens at that red light south of Kroger's, right across the street in that shopping center is Tom's Fried Pies. The weather's going to be nice this weekend. I encourage you to stop by there, make it a destination point, sit out on the patio, play a little ping pong, enjoy you some pies. You might even see Sylvia down there chomping on a few pies down there. Who knows? You always meet someone you heard in the audience. And, of course, if you go in there and you look to the left, you see a gentleman in there at the checker table with a Burger King crown on his head. That would be the king of checkers, Tom himself, the originator of, well, he's not the originator. His mom started the pies, but he has carried on the tradition right here in Mississippi. So we encourage you to get a pie, get a fruit pie, meat pie, but don't just get one pie. Or you could experience pie violence there in the parking lot of Tom's Fried Pies. And, of course, Richland PD, they're extremely narrow-minded about violence over pies there, and they're you're likely to encounter a Rodney King moment over there, so don't let that happen to you. So get you plenty of pies when you go to Tom's Fried Pies. And you see the billboards up everywhere. They're a national phenomenon. Everybody loves Tom's Fried Pies. You will, too. All right? All right, folks, it is an open forum. We got Mo, Bill, Bob. Hey, my friend.
Hey.
What's up?
You ever see the clips of the Trump's trial outside when he goes outside the courtroom and all the people that are out there waiting on the chairman?
Oh, I had not, but I tell you what, here's the deal. The construction workers out there, man, they in New York, in Manhattan, dude, that's Trump territory.
Yeah.
That's Trump territory.
Yeah, that's mostly what I see, too, a lot of construction workers. Well, a few other people as well. Of course, we're being totally lied to, of course. We all know, anybody with common sense knows being lied to about Trump and how he's so polarizing and people hate him. And
yeah.
But when you leave people free to express it, they sure don't seem to express it as much, all that much. Mm. Biden couldn't begin, even in New York City, he couldn't draw a crowd like that, no matter what he did, unless he was passing out $100 bills. And even then, it'd be tough.
Yeah, the guy, him and Kamala, I mean, look, everybody knows the whole thing has been a scam from the get-go. He's never had the support. They just intend to wrestle control of this government and punish those who don't go along with it. That's what I'm saying. If death is on the menu, guys, you might as well just go in and gird your loins and be prepared to, for your kids' sake, pay the price. Pay the price of freedom, and let's be done with it.
I don't think Obama could just randomly draw a crowd like that for something as simple as going appearing in court. We're talking about New York City, supposedly where they supposedly hate him there. If New
the
York
only person who could draw a crowd like that would be Big Mike on the basketball court up there at Rutgers. that court up there where everybody plays at, all the ball players. You know, they got street ball up there that's on the level of NBA, they say.
Yeah,
Big Mike and I can see her doing that. Mm-hmm. But
I think if New York's elections were legit, if he could win New York. I think he can't win California. If their elections were legit.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of corruption these people have to do to keep this charade up, of course they're willing to do it, and the media's willing to let them get away with it. But it's just, it's constantly coming a battle of, don't believe your eyes, just believe what we tell you.
Right.
With the media, it's just, we know what you see, but that ain't real. What we're telling you is real, not what you see. Or you just do it like MSNBC, and every time Trump speaks, you just don't let people talk, let him speak.
Right.
And you just continue to bash him over whatever it is you're bashing him about. As if people can't hear Trump speak because MSNBC is not covering.
Yeah, they do all those little things to, and it just makes him more popular. That's why that judge knows if he were to jail Trump for contempt of court, that's going to be, the election will be over at that point here. And they can't take that chance. They're doing everything they can, but at the end of the day, Alvin Bragg and that ruling by the New York Supreme Court today that came out today regarding Harvey Weinstein is going to play directly into Trump's case because the first opening arguments by the district attorneys, the prosecutors, is everything the New York Supreme Court says you cannot do, which is bring in all these extraneous incidents that had nothing to do with the crime that Trump is being charged with. And the Supreme Court just set the man free. They overturned this whole case. Same thing's going to happen here. They're going to make Trump go
that's
through
what happened. I didn't hear the details of it.
Yeah.
The New York Supreme Court let him out.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein, he was convicted in the state of New York for sexual assault, and the Supreme Court ruled that during his trial, the judge allowed into testimony before the jurors testimony regarding some incidents that had nothing to do with what he was charged with. And that's the same thing they just spent 2 or 3 days with Trump, trying to show that the National Enquirer, that he was paying off people on behalf of Trump, yada, yada, yada. That had nothing to do with this. And so that's going to get thrown out. And that, again, Trump will be okay. It's just that, you know, they're going to make you go through it. That's what they do. The punishment is the trial.
Yeah, the media constantly keeps wanting to nitwit out there who still believe anything they say to believe that paying so-called hush money or money somebody not to say something is illegal. They know it's not, and they don't say it's not, but they keep throwing the word hush money out there to get the nitwits out there to draw, it's illegal to pay somebody not to say anything. No, it's not. But they're not telling you that. They're just leading you in that direction and letting you put it in your own mind because they know they can lead the people who watch them around like puppy dogs. That's why I kind of keep calling him hush money case, hush money trial.
This is not about hush money. You can't prosecute them for hush money.
Well, they're saying,
they're
saying that an entry that was made in the books saying that the money that was paid were legal services. Well, if he, Cohen was a lawyer, and he was a lawyer at that time, and he sought his advice, because of attorney-client privileges, he could call it whatever he wanted. It's for Cohen wearing a clown's hat on his head. It's still legal services if that's what he says it is. See, they just don't want to give this man all the rights that are due him as an American citizen because they say they can, and they don't care. And this is why I keep saying, don't be giving me all this rigmarole about people not getting a fair chance in America, yada, yada. You don't give it. You get what you give. And you don't give it to anybody else, you get what you get.
Yeah, Trump has a contempt of court. We all got contempt for this kangaroo court that they're putting Trump under. I'm sure he does. Yeah, everybody's got it. But everybody who can look with eyes and care about fairness has contempt for this process and this court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got contempt and so do the rest of us. But all, again, like we saying, it's about keeping them off the campaign trail, keeping them distracted, and getting the words, and having the media say for until the election day, convicted felon, Donald Trump, and of course, it'll be, like you say, afterwards, it'll be overturned in appeal. But in the meantime, he spent a bunch of money, he's wasted a bunch of time, and we've been able to say convicted felon for 6, 5, 6, 7 months of beating the people's head. You don't want no convicted felon for your president, do you?
Hmm.
That's the whole thing, whole point behind it. They know to get overturned either by the New York court, Supreme Court or the Supreme Court. It'll be overturned.
And then their oral arguments were heard before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding his immunity petition, the grant the president immunity for his acts. And the, who was it? Justice Alito asked the question of Jack Smith's prosecutor, well, should FDR be subject to arrest were he alive as a result of having the Japanese interned? Well, yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is that anybody can go to jail for the advice that they get from their, what is it, attorney general in the case of the president. These guys are all over the board trying to defend this. They just want, they don't care about what happens to the future of the rule of law. They are on a mission to destroy this man. This is why I say I loathe these people. I loathe them.
Yeah. And Trump's attorneys rightly state that, I mean, in the case of so-called murder, if Donald Trump or any president were to straight up shoot somebody in broad daylight on Times Square, you know what has to happen first? The Congress has to impeach him. The Senate has to convict him. Then he can be prosecuted.
Right.
So his attorneys are correct. That is the process of how you are able to prosecute president. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's the process.
And once
they do have immunity up to that point, yes. Right.
And once that comes down, the cases down in Florida and the case in D.C., the case in Florida is going to go away, and then the case in D.C. will be so severely harmed. And then Jack Smith said, well, as relates to the J6 and the charges that we brought related to J6, we're still going to go forward with them. Yes, that's what I'm saying. They don't care what the Supreme – they don't care what anybody does or says or do. They're going to do what they want, and if you can come out from up under, you will, and if you don't, you get what you get. That's what I'm saying, folks. We may as well confront these people. They want to fight. That's why the FBI says we're going to be attacked. The FBI is saying we about got our people in place. We're going to attack the American people. That's all it is. I have no confidence in the FBI being honest brokers to the American people. Chris Wray is as corrupt as – you know what? I thought they couldn't get any corrupt than Mueller and Comey. But yet they found the bottom and they kept digging. Chris Wray.
All right,
brother. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we are back, and it is Thursday. I want to remind you, I'm going to tell you about my friend, Rita Result Jensen. That's right, folks. The real estate world is in turmoil in the eyes and minds of many folks, but not in the mind of Rita Jensen. That's right, folks. She gets results. She knows how to navigate around the obstacles and snares that others get bogged down with. She's got 3 decades plus in the business, know everybody up and down the food chain, and know how to get the project off the ground. You're looking for a home? She can get you in the home. You're looking to sell your home? She can get that home sold. Results is what she delivers. She's got a tried and true formula that she's so confident in, she guarantees the seller your home. That's the way she rolls. Rita Results Jensen. You can reach her at go to ritajensen.net. That's RITAJENSEN.net. Or you can give her a call, 720. Oh, let me get it up here. Thought I 720. I want to get it right. I want to say Rita, I know it. At least I know many of the numbers. Let's see. What do I have? Here it is. 601-720-4037. I didn't have the last two. 601-720-4037. And that's Rita Jensen. You can always just Google her name and it comes up, all her information. But again, folks, get with the experience agents and you hear them here advertising here at WYAB. Rita Jensen. Again, she has distinguished herself. 3 decades in the business. She gets results. So give her a call, okay? All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. Donald Trump is under, man, you know what? And I admire this man's tenacity. Because like I said before, bro, I don't know how he holds up from day to day. The constant BS. And these people are merciless. This is why all you folks who don't think it's a big deal about the destruction of our government, our way of life, well, the people who have every intention of being at the top of the pile, they have no mercy. These people are heartless. They kill babies. And you're turning all that over there, all that over to them, simply because you say it ain't got nothing to do with you. Oh, they'll get around to you because what they demand is complete obedience, subservience. And many of you folks are, I mean, you were reared to be somebody's slave. You have that slave mentality. You won't do better for yourself you just have it. And so, but for those of the rest of us, we ain't going out like that. And as I said before, the CIA, the FBI are telling us that we're going to be attacked. Well, we were attacked when y'all stole the election. These agencies are not friends of America. The military is not a friend of America. And think about it. Remember when President Trump was in there, you had all these government employees whose conscience would not allow them to carry out the legal orders of this president, Donald J. Trump. But now we have one of the most corrupt, depraved, degenerate presidents, human being, who's ever sat in that White House. You don't see anybody breaking camp, breaking rank. Because they are of that mindset. You know how people try to tell you that I'm not like that. I don't support abortion. I don't do it. But you vote for all the people who do. Bro, you can't separate yourself from that sin. So now that everything has been delineated, that's why a second term of Trump, there's going to be a lot he can do. You know, this president, Joe Biden, is changing the civil service rules where President Trump won't be able to get rid of the miscreants within the government who is causing all the problems. What I would do, I'd fire them anyway. Make them do what they did to Trump. Hire a lawyer and come out from up under it. And while they're on their hiatus, put your folks in there, let them do the job and do it right on behalf of the American people. Folks, it's just time to play hardball. You know, many of you folks, you Jeff Sessions Christians, you just enamored with your ability to be nice and sweet. Not me. You can call me the big A. It ain't going to bother me. When I get up to them pearly gates, they may have to search the spam file for my name. I understand that. I'm willing to put it all on. I understand that. But you're going to get up there and the Lord can say, but what did you do? Well, let me show you my photo shoot. Let me show you my iCloud account. Let me show you all these pictures of me being virtuous in front of everybody. Yeah, but your kids are living in slavery. Your grandkids are living in slavery. No, I don't know. I mean, I could be all wrong. I could be 180 degrees out of phase on this, but I'm just telling you now, I say let's fight. Let's get them. They've thrown down the gauntlet. We've done everything we could to try to get along. They don't want that. I just say let's make them die for their cause. If they believe spending their days and night trying to subjugate the American people is what they want to do, fine. There are some folks out there not of that mindset. Now, I suggest that if we have to move out in that direction, to get medieval. Do just as they said in the Bible, don't leave nobody left. Kill the cockroach if he comes screwing out from among the pile of bodies. Step on him too. See, just be as ready to die as you are to kill, because I don't want to die. I don't want to kill. I want to be left alone. That's not what they're content with. They want us dead. We're going to talk about a article on Jackson Jambalaya about this new data plant coming here and how the story behind how it got here and the preparation that went into laying the groundwork to be ready to receive something like the data plant. Because it's significant because, you know, we constantly talk about the development of Jackson and why ears won't grow. There's a formula that's being used all around the country. And many folks reject that which will work simply because they want their predilections fulfilled. They want their intuitions. Whatever it is, their abstract concepts in their head about blackness and when we come together and all that, they want all that fulfilled. It's not going to get fulfilled by anybody who wants to spend their money on good things and things that last. So we'll discuss that a little bit after we come back at the top of the hour, but the bottom line is, folks, I promise you, if we would just stand up and be men and women in all areas of our life, sometimes the answer is no, say no with gusto. So what, they don't like you? You're a grown man, and you worrying about somebody, they don't like me. You know what I say to them? Smack them. Smack them in their face. A man like that, he don't need to be punched. He needs to be smacked. Because the smack needs to denote the contempt you have for a man who would say something like that. This is not talk of somebody trying to be tough. This is how you move society forward. I was watching a video of the governor of the mayor of San Jose, California. Her security team was accosted by a Biden supporter who happens to be of a melanated disposition. The guy's jumping on the security guy. Security guy has no skills other than, I guess, pull his weapon out and shoot him. The guy is manhandling the security guy. He didn't have any takedown skills or anything. I'm saying, and then they had some soy boys, males, fumbling for their cell phone to call the police rather than going in there 3-on-1 and bringing this guy down. And they got the Hitler Youth haircut looking all gayish. And Mike guessed that hairstyle is the gay, but I cut you some slack and just say it's a Hitler Youth haircut, but it's gay. It's gay. But anyway, I'm seeing all these examples of men who don't even know how to be men. It's disgusting. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. And a couple of things I do want to mention and remind you. First of all, on April 30th, that's going to be next Tuesday, here at First Baptist Church of Flora, Mississippi, Bank Plus will be having their credit counseling. Well, what is it called? What's the word did they use? A Credit Plus class. This is a class that they've been conducting for, I know, at least 30 years on behalf of people who want to get their credit back, or young folks who are just trying to figure out how to establish credit and maintain credit. It is a tried and true program. I commend it to you highly. I have to give it to Bank Plus. Again, a lot of individuals have gone on to be able to purchase houses as a result of their counseling and their help. And so it's going to be totally free from 5:30 to 8:30. And now you got to understand, they will continue to work with you beyond this class to help you maintain. They have a vested interest in people having and maintaining good credit and obviously checking and bank savings account, et cetera, and banking products that they offer or anyone else offers. So it just makes it better for everybody. So I do want to commend them to you and hat tip the First Baptist Church of Flora for being a part of this. They're located at 121 Center Street in Flora, Mississippi. You need to put it in your GPS. And that's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 next Tuesday. All right. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Thursday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. And, folks, it's your host, who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade, coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Also, folks, Kingfish has a good article there regarding the MDA, Mississippi Development Authority, and the efforts in Madison County Economic Development Council, I guess, and how they were able to land the data center for that Amazon. Folks, it's the government, okay? The government put out a bid for close to $1 trillion a couple years ago. They went to court on it. I think Musk was trying to get it at Amazon. I think they ended up getting, everybody got something is what it ended up being. But it was to do what they're doing, but build these data centers. And the data centers, as I said before, it's 1984 is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we're so far into it at this point here, you know, whatever, you know, I'll be gone and the kids have to deal with it. Bottom line, everything's going to be monitored via electronic devices, and that's the reason why they got you going solar. They got you doing all these things. now they're predicting a power shortage, energy shortage in the country, and it's all direct result of the federal government's not allowing the energy companies like Entergy to properly plan and carry out their state mandate, which is to provide for the electrical power needs of Mississippians or people within their footprint. It's all by design. These people, again, whatever makes their our quality of life, the average person, those are the policies they push. If they make our lives harder, they'll do that. While they've got their own backup solar energy, tailor machines to back up and provide them, everybody else got to suffer. That's why I said, folks, let's just get them. Whoever they may be, let's get them. And you generally are going to know them by the control conversation that comes out of their mouth. Everything they do is to make your life harder while they control you. They're selling out their positions in these government positions and these regulatory, what they call a captured agency, where the industry itself is captured by someone else. It's no different than the speaker and the Congress people being captured by big pharma, big money. And once we understand that, then it's going to be up to each individual to roll out on its own. That asymmetrical approach, they won't have any defense against. I don't care what all the other stuff they got. If they just randomly, just like what's happening on the subways of New York, folks just getting randomly cold-cocked and pushed in front of trains, when that kind of stuff starts happening, they'll stop. What Chris Wray and the FBI and the CIA and the DOD and whoever else is plotting against the American people, what they want, they're trying to create an environment where they say armed citizens, militias have attacked the government. Like, it's the same J6 narrative. That's what they want. But what they can't deal with is asymmetrical. And that's just some PTSD vet deciding, you know what, I ain't going to kill myself. I'm going to kill you. Because I'll be honest with you, if I was former military and they done sent me over there and done screwed up my life, I ain't killing myself. Who sent me over there? Who voted on this? Oh, okay. And that's who, when in the middle of the night, their sliding door to their bedroom will open up and I'll be standing there wanting to talk. That's how you end it. There ain't no other way around it. You got to be willing to put it all on the line. Because think about it. All they're doing is hiring people. They're giving these people their money, letting them take advantage of the stock options and buy stock and become little millionaires and things. It's all on paper, and it's all going to evaporate once the economy collapses. So all that selling out these Congress people are doing, they're going to still have to come home to their people. And when the grid goes down, your backup power is only going to last for so long. It's coming from somewhere. Gas, propane, diesel. And at some point, when your dollars are worth the Ugandan dollars, or what country over there? Zaire? Not Zaire. What country is that? And it's not worth any money? So how long you think your security is going to stay with you, bro? I keep telling y'all. See, you think I'm just up here just talking out the side of my neck. Baby, this is a warning. It's a word of warning to the wise, but you ain't going to take it, which is fine. But I promise you, what you're ushering in, you're going to regret. Matter of fact, you're going to regret it more than the rest of us, because we're going to get the satisfaction of hunting you down like rabbits. You, as you try to hide with your family, trying to escape in your electric car, which we know has a range of 240 miles, so all we got to do is draw a circle on a map. You somewhere. And all we've been doing is pleading with you, brother, don't destroy our country. But you have been promised, and you have delusions of grandeur, how you're going to be above the fold. And everybody with your last name will be a part of the hierarchy of this new world order. You just need to think. In the game of chess, in the life game of chess, they kill rooks and pawns. They subjugate kings and queens. Let's go to Chris. What do you say, Chris?
Not much. Mr. Wade,
what's up?
You hitting on something. I think we need to organize and get a POA group going. I think they've done it before. Let's start having some flag burnings. Let's unite, start burning these rainbow flags, Ukraine flags, Antifa, all the other flags. Even if you want to burn a football flag, we're going to burn it. We're not going to burn the American flag. And start pushing back, because they can arrest you for hate speech on rainbow flag. I said, if they get enough of us, look at what they're doing at these colleges right now.
Yep.
They've done brainwashed these youth. We can go to the streets and take over. No, you can't. Y'all hollering peaceful protest and all. We're going to show you what peaceful protest is.
Well, you know, my thoughts are, all that's fair and good, but all you're going to end up doing is being confronted by the rank and file constable on patrol.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They did it at January 6th, and we're watching what's going down with the Biden and all those, and they're not doing it, and they're after Trump like they're doing it. And Trump walks around in the streets, and they love him. They're pushing for something that they do not want. That's when they're bringing all these other ones up in here. And they will weaponize them before they will us.
Yep. Well,
it's time to Christian patriots and rednecks, because, Tim, I hate to see it coming. You know, I remember years ago when I first met you, you called in, I was asking, you know, you ready for a revolution? You used to get on to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw stuff changing. I was out here seeing stuff, this younger generation, and I try to get on with everybody.
Well, you can see.
And they don't want to wake that monster up, because they think they've gotten control of that monster and they've got them brainwashed. You know, just like the family, they're trying to get rid of the family. And, you know, and I've got nothing against the gay folks. I've got stuff against the transgender, because they won't leave the children alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's the way you want to live and all, but this transgender stuff, and you're pushing, saying that my kid can't go buy him a pack of Marlboros or a beer, but he can decide what sex is, and then I ain't supposed to have no say or something?
Right.
Nah, bro. Well, why bow down? Like you were saying, you know where I stand on this, Kim. I don't want it. But before I bow down and see this country make, because we already know our grandkids are never going to pay for the debts they're getting us into.
Well, their whole thing is if they go to digital currency, they don't have to worry about the debt. The debt is whatever they say it is, and whatever money they say that you have, it's good because they say it. And all they're doing is they're taking over the means of production, the goods and services. And so that if they tell you, okay, we put some credits on your account, you can now go out and buy some hot dogs and hot dog buns.
And some bologna. You can't go and eat your steak or something. That's the reason I'm raising these cats. But I get that and everything because they're going to have control. And that's what these brainwashed kids up there are not seeing. They're trying to turn us into y'all screaming so much at Russia. I don't think Russia people live like they're trying to drive us into.
No, Russia.
And that digital currency is not going to, because that's welfare to me. I want to be able to, because I heard Clay, I meant to tell him that everybody goes and uses plastic. I pay cash. Because a lot of times you go in there, and I notice this, I go to a few places to get takeout or something, and I save $3 by not using my card because they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
They charge me, you know, debit card, credit card, and I know the interest, they'll try to hit that too because that's just, like I was telling you, when it comes down, we're going to Benny Thompson's house, and we're going to see what kind of cooking stuff he's got up in there. You know he got some Viking stuff up in there. We're gonna clean his cabinets. We're going to bring our own. Because he's not too far from one of them rivers. We can go get some catfish up out of it.
So you're going to bring the fish fry to him, huh?
I'm going to bring the fish fry to him, right. We're going to save the cats till it gets rough. But we're going to live off the land, eat squirrels, catfish, brim, deer. You know, we're going to know how to survive. I was talking to a lady today, older lady.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many kids know how to still make a biscuit from scratch,
mm.
or a pan of cornbread from scratch.
Right. Well, like I said before,
good old gravy. I know you get ready for your break there, but I was just.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you. The bottom line is that for whatever reason, these people want everybody else to suffer, and the only authority by which they want to usher this in is because they say so. And I'm saying, nah, that's not good enough for me. Like I said,
Ken, we suffered enough when we go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years, go to the gas pump. We're suffering enough. You know, I like to eat steak. I love bologna. Don't get me wrong, but I should be able to go in there and then you got somebody coming there that ain't even working can go in there and make a better choice on that than I can. Nah, then like I said, you got all these kids up there at these colleges. That's what gets me. Where are they getting their funding from? What is their point? Why not take care of the people around you? Why are you... If you're so in love with that, you want to stop, move over there, join that army.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there, take the fight over there. Don't bring the fight here.
Well, these people are just being used by, you know, George Soros is paying, you know, our government is allowing to happen. You know, the government allowed the BLM and the other Antifa to do what they're doing. They're allowing ISIS to do what it's doing. ISIS was quiet all those years when Trump went in there and crack their skulls open to the white meat.
He pulled their funding.
Yep.
If you go back and study history, but that Russia was paying Afghan. It's always been a war. We was paying them, like Korea and everything, because the Democrats and the Republicans, too, have got to keep the war machine going so they can make money off of it.
Yep.
If you go and trace it back, as long as they're producing and got a war going, just like the gas stuff when they let OPEC buy it out, Trump was trying to get us away from that, let us be self-sufficient and not dependent on that.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the millionaires, it gets the Democrats, it gets the Republicans, and they're like Mike Johnson. I don't know what happened to him. They done spooked him or something, but I guarantee you he got a big tank bankroll, and it's time we go take them out.
Amen, brother. All right, we appreciate you.
All right, be safe and blessed, Kim.
Love you,
brother.
Thank you so much. Folks, I advocate self-defense. You've got all these people openly threatening us, telling us that violence is going to be visited upon us, and then we see their fingerprints all over the groups that they say are out to get us. And the evidence is made even clearer to me when these same agencies won't arrest these people committing all these crimes that everybody else goes to jail for. They put Christians in jail for praying on government property. But a gays can have sex in the Senate office building. The anti-Israel folks can burn down the Capitol. Antifa can burn down government buildings and historic churches. But if you pray, if you love the country, if you're Donald Trump, if you're Kim Wade, if you're a Christian patriot or redneck, this very government that supposedly is going to be our friends and protect us is ready to put us in jail. No, in police work, that's called a clue. These people are not our friends. We're going to have to be clear-eyed about what we're seeing. And what we're seeing is what we're seeing. Let's take a break. Ba-ba-da-boom. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, hotline numbers brought to you by our good friends, Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. For your first, second, or third opinion or estimate, give them a call, 326-2755, area code 601. And if you want to schedule your own appointment online, go to CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Jeff, what do you say, Jeffrey?
How you doing, Mr. Wade?
How's up,
it is an honor to speak to Radio Strongman.
Radio Strongman. What's up, brother?
I got something for you to mull over in your head. Wasn't it back about a year or two ago that there was a report of Obama's, when they were building their house, they had a big, huge, I can't even remember how many gallons, propane tank put in the ground or natural gas tank put in the ground. If you can't figure out generators run on propane and on gas, I mean, there's a reason to have so much propane or gas on hand. He was getting ready.
Yep.
He knows there's something going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Because he's making it happen. SOB. Yep. He's making it happen. And this is why. Listen.
I agree with you 100%.
Jeff.
He is making it happen.
Jeff, when you have people telling you that they're going to do these things, you need to take them serious. You know?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's just one of the many tidbits that have come along over the past few years that we really need to pay attention to. And if you sit and stop and think about it long enough, you realize all this is connected. It's all a game thing. And we're the pawns, and we're going to get left if we're not ready to stand and fight.
That's it.
And
this is one of the reasons why, Jeff, for what it's worth, I keep trying to tell those who carry badges for this corrupt government, you need to weigh this out, because the government is trying, the people in this government are trying to destroy, let's just say, the womb of our existence. We're all babies in this womb, and you got one baby in there with a steak knife cutting open the womb. You got to say, hey, dude, you got to stop this. Or we all perish.
You're absolutely right. Sooner or later, people got to wake up, need to wipe sleep from your eyes and realize they ain't there to help us.
No.
Just look at how much Pelosi's made since she's been in there. When she started, she wasn't worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worth like $9.5 million or billion now. So that tells you all you need to know. She didn't make that off of that little paycheck.
Yep, and they're openly flaunting it in our face. They give money to these other countries with no strings attached, and then we have all this need in our country, and yet we got to show cause. We got to hold our mouth the right way. We got to bow coming backwards coming into their presence. Man, this boo-boo on this crap, I am done with it.
Mr. Wade, I agree with you 1,000%, brother.
Well,
the way to get by go more than anything is the way the government will flaunt money around these other countries, and we got veterans that are homeless.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
that just really gets me, man. I don't understand.
Well, the thing about it is, we the American people, we trusted these Congress people. We took them at their word, and they got up in there, and now they're using the vote that we gave them to put them in the office to subjugate us. Oh hell no! I say let's get them.
Exactly. Well, you put your best up there, and they always end up selling out. Never fails.
Well, look, the other
that green lady is really, really good. I really like her. I wish we had somebody with a backbone like her here.
Yeah, she's got balls, and the guy we got.
She really does.
Well,
and she calls it like she sees it. We need more of those.
Well,
I've taken enough of your time. I know you got somebody else calling. I just didn't know if you had thought about that. I can't remember how big that tank was, but when I heard it, it was like unreal. I was like,
I think it was either 2,500 gallons or 3,700. It was a lot. I don't know how long 2,500. Yeah, that'll last a long time.
What would you need that for? What would you need that for? Is my point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, unless you know something's coming down the pipe.
Right.
And if you stop and think about it, what happened right before the 2020 election, Antifa and Black Lives Matter kicked off. They're getting ready to do the same thing again.
Right. Yep, yep. They got their protesters in a can that they're throwing out there on us.
And I'm seeing the same pattern. We had the protesters before, and then we had Antifa and Black Lives Matter step up, and all that went down. And I'm seeing it happen all over again. That's what my grandson and my great-grandbaby, I really feel sorry for them. You know, we can't get enough people to realize what's going on. This country is totally gone.
It's sad, and I mean, look, all the things.
It's an honor.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for calling, brother. You can take care out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Folks, when you hear me talk about this, because, it pains me to see this. It's so unnecessary. I sit back and think about when you think about the American society, when you think about Western civilization, all the things that we figured out to make our lives comfortable. And then you got some folks up there, billionaires, who use their every waking hour trying to figure out how they can make our lives worse off. And their only claim to fame is that they were able to get us to vote with our dollars for products and services that they offered, and it made them, they're so far out front. And it's like being in the game, that old game of Monopoly, where one person gets so far out front, everybody else just throw their hand in. And that's what they're pushing. I say, let's get them. And whatever that entails, and whoever it entails, I say, let's get them. You don't have any natural right to deny me of my rights, whether you be a congressman, senator, Dr. Fauci, a higher level governor, bureaucrat, or whatever. I say, let's get them. If that's their attitude towards us, let's get. Now, how do you do that, Kim Wade? Prepare yourself mentally. Prepare yourself for what you're going to have to do. Remember those times you had to prepare yourself for how you're going to have to discipline your child or bring order to your family or bring order to your whatever? Sometimes it's a task that you really wish you didn't have to undertake, but you're there now. And you got to realize there's nobody coming to save us. There is no man. You are the man. Men have always dominated other men. Now we got some SOBs who want to dominate us. They're trafficking in our trust and our willingness to be law-abiding, to obey their rules and law. They break every rule and then enforce and demand that we obey every rule that they say is important. Folks, I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to stop that is somebody showing their red baboon booty in an asymmetric, in other words, at the drop of a hat without expectation. To you folks out there with PTSD, why the hell are you going to kill yourself when you got all these SOBs who ruined your life and you sitting up there, I'm going to kill myself. And they done trained you to kill. You done went over there and killed other people. Maybe I'm being insensitive, but I don't understand that. We need you here now. I've never understood that about the ability, because black folks are suffering from that same thing. Black Democrats. That's why when you hear me use the term channel track trained, that means they've been trained to stay in a channel to perform a certain function, whether it's killing people, killing themselves or whatever. But they never go over the channel and kill the person who trained them to kill. That's why somebody like me, there's no place in their kingdom for me. Because I'm not somebody that they can buy. The lust of office doesn't drive me. Same way with Chris McDaniels. They don't like Chris because they know he's going to do what he said he's going to do. But they love a Chokwe, they love a Benny, they love a Michael Guest, they love a Greg Harper. Those are corner cutters. They'll sell out their mama for a fistful of dollars. The evidence is everywhere. Folks, we need men. I think about those men and women who embarked on that journey to oppose England. Man, the outcome was so uncertain. Think about it. They didn't have that network of communication we have now where we could text, hey, man, meet at the Concord Bridge. They didn't have that. The men who got off those boats at Normandy and Iwo Jima under fire? Bruh. Those were different type of people, man. But the blood that coursed through their vein was put there by the same God who put it in us. We need men. We need men. We love our brothers who carry badges for this government, but I don't know what you're thinking is happening in this world. What goes through your mind when you watch the news? You really think you're going to be okay? You really think things are going to be okay? Really? Oh, that's right. You listen to Super Talk. You listen to government radio. You listen to Michael Gesco. I don't know why you don't have secondhand smoke up your backside, cancer in fourth degree. Listen to that crap. But again, I understand everybody's got to believe something. But our country's in ICU, baby. We need men. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Thursday. Hey, I want to remind you, the reservoir is awaiting you, folks. It's starting to warm up outside. This is the month, April, beginning of May. I don't know when they had the boat launch thing there at the, Christian the Boats or whatever they do over there. But anyway, that's coming up, and you want to be ready. Is your watercraft ready to go? Are you looking to purchase your brand-new pontoon boat? What about a bass boat? What about just any kind of watercraft, ski-doos? And if it floats, they got it there at Smith Marine, or they'll get it for you. They will take boats on assignment also. So great deals can be had by all. Check them out. Go online, smithmarinesales.com, smithmarinesales.com. Check out the offerings there. And, of course, service is what they do. They service everything they sell. And they even work on houseboats. So, again, your one-stop shop for all your watercraft servicing and purchasing needs, smithmarinesales.com. All right, folks, look, I want to be upbeat, but I also want to be realistic about what we're facing. This is not happenstance. The same forces that denigrated black life for all those years are now running this government. The same forces that put the Japanese in internment camp are now running this government. It's the mindset. It's the spirit. In my 2 hours a day, I get an opportunity to encourage the faithful, to try to draw attention, folks, that things are not right. And you got too many people trying to get the bag. They're selling everybody else out. We're on a Titanic that's sinking. And you got folks robbing and stealing from one another, running to the other side of the boat, hiding their lucre. And it all goes back, in my estimation, my humble estimation, adults are so selfish now. Of course, their kids are selfish because they're watching the adults. But we think everything is about us. Being an old school, raised by old school parents. When I say old school, these are the parents who just, you know, they sacrificed. These are the parents lying in those shallow graves with the flat tombstones. Because it wasn't enough money to go around to give them one of them big ornate. And there's nothing wrong with a flat one or ornate one. But the point was the sacrifice of those laying there. You ain't willing to do it anymore. Oh, but you want everybody to know how virtuous you are. Oh, the depth and height and the width of your rectitude. Want everybody to know that. But in the quiet moments, you fold like a lawn chair. But when you think about the sacrifices of your parents and your grandparents, over the little things. I remember coming up, I remember my mother not throwing away clothes I mean, with 11 kids, somebody could wear them at some point. And I wore everybody's stuff. I mean, I was a fashion. I had the fashion trends going for like 8 decades in my life. I was wearing jeans with holes in them before. And y'all pay money for them now. But my mom, when I got done with the clothes, you know what she would do? She'd get some scissors or a razor and cut them in strips and sew them into rugs. I still got a rug and I still got her homemade blankets. Soap. We didn't throw out little, you know, little pieces of soap y'all throw out? Mm-mm, we had a big old mayonnaise jar where all that soap went in. And when I didn't know at the time, wasn't no money for no bar soap, which is generally going to be some Ivory or some compressed Tide. That's what we did. But now, those were sacrifices. I think about the Johnny cakes. I didn't know when we were having Johnny cakes for dinner, that would be a little cornmeal with leftover corn. Man, I thought it was a delicacy. I didn't know. But she kept her head up. She didn't burden us with what we didn't have. She made what we had dinner. But nowadays, I ain't sacrificing. And that's the reason why our kids are running wild. They see this intuitively. They may not know why or what it is, but they know that they second fiddle to the weave. They second fiddle to the crack pipe, the meth pipe. Or just a new set of clothes. I was talking to a lady today at the conference, and if our generation, if we don't show these kids, those who are willing to listen and learn now, if we don't grab them by the scuff of their collar and shake it into them, also we're gonna, their kids are going to, these kids who are 14, 15-year-old, 16, 17-year-old who are committing these heinous crimes now, and they done had babies. Oh, baby, that kid's coming out the womb with a gun. And then we all still trying to push this 60, 70-year-old race hustle, where we browbeat white folks into giving us, not the community, not future generation, giving us a fistful of dollars out of white guilt. Like I was saying about them preachers with the walk-around money, why don't you ask for more? I saw Kenny at the thing, too, Kenny Stokes. But why don't y'all ask for more? Because you're selfish. Everything keeps going back to older blacks, in particularly in the black community, who won't share. They always waiting on another plaque, another honorarium, another award from One Voice or whatever, wherever they get all these plaques. But my mama, she would say, no. I don't want no plaque. Do something for my child. But not them. They want another award. They want to hear their name called. There's just something wrong with that, in my estimation. Okay? It's not cute. It's not funny. It's not right. Each succeeding generation sacrifice for the generation coming after them. In the Quran, they tell you politicians are supposed to make laws and in view of what's good for the next 7-8 generations. We won't even do it for the child that's in our lap. Superintendent Green on people on the school board, I don't care what you say. You talk all that trash you want. Ain't nobody trying to take over JPS. Ain't nobody trying to take over. You people won't do your job because you're important. You want a title. You want to be seen. You want to be known of. Why don't you be known through your children? Yeah, you know, Dennis Sweet's mom swims over at the St. Dominic's. And I'm thinking about her generation and raising Dennis and Salita and Denise and the kid. All them folks came out of that Shady Oaks. Shady Oaks produced a lot of good folks. I'm talking about folks who had this head screwed on right. That used to be commonplace. Now the parents come to school ready to jump on folks. Folks, we getting things. I'm going to tell you flat-footed. My message ain't going to change. You ain't going to like it, but it ain't going to change. And guess who's going to change? You. What do we have? We got Snowball! One of my top 10 favorite non-Caucasians. What's up, man?
Tim, you still on here trying to defend Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, the greatest president that ever lived, sir.
Man, let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I want to tell you and people like you. You know, the only people that really try to defend Donald Trump is people that Nancy Pelosi called the poor, the uneducated white. These some of the lowest class people it is. But you have so much self-hate in you, you'd rather subjugate yourself to be on the same level as an uneducated white person. It's crazy.
No, it's not.
It's crazy.
No, it's not.
You all would sell out just to be yourself, just to be accepted by white folks. You're going to subjugate yourself to be on the same level as a non-educated person.
Let me ask you something. So who are you?
You can't ask me nothing, man. You can't ask me nothing. You can ask me foolishness.
Okay, okay.
You need to.
Let me ask Green Eyes something. Look here, Green Eyes.
You need to check yourself.
Who is Snowball a fool for? Me. He better be.
You think that you're being smart?
Yes, sir.
But what I just said hits it right on the nail with you. You and people like you,
sir.
You want to be accepted so bad,
sir,
that you'll subjugate yourself.
I am somebody.
Just so you, I'm going to tell you something. They'll never accept you.
Who?
Never.
Who?
They'll never accept you.
Who is they?
Once they finish using you, they'll throw you to the world just like they did Candace Owens.
And?
You have a good day, bro.
Snowball! The king of blackness. He's got the corner on blackness. The blackest of the black. Snowball! Boy, Mr. Silhouette himself. The boy sweats soot. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Our beloved Snowball blessing us with his woods. But you see, folks, this is what I'm talking about. This is what Snowball is, a plant. He's like Steven in the Django. He's up there playing the piano for the most racist man on the planet. His boss. He's doing that for the Democrat. He's showing his fidelities. I believe that boy gets some free honey buns for that. And I want my honey buns. Get my cut, fool. But here's the deal with Snowball. Snowball is that black man that you got to fight. It's just another version of black on black crime. Whatever positivity that could come out of our interaction together, you got to spend 8 hours out of a day fighting this fool over foolishness. About who's the blackest, whose block we're on, it's Negro. It's a plant. But now, if it was something illegal that I was trying to involve him in, we wouldn't be having this kind of argument. We might have an argument after the money hit the table. But the plot and the steal and the scam and the scheme don't have a problem. Have you noticed that with black folks? Particularly black men, you can only get them to work together, it seems, when you're doing something illegal. Try to get a group of black men together and let's go fix these traffic lights. Folks, there's something sick going on with the black community, and black Democrats are at the heart of it. Let's go to Bobcat. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Snowball, did he happen to remember in the previous election, even during COVID, those couple $100,000 yachts doing those boat parades for Donald Trump? Those are the uneducated people he's talking about. And then I would also point out most recently all those hundreds of folks outside of the New York deli, a bodega, that were saying, "We love Trump." And then Biden can't go into a Sheets gas station and get any attention, and turns out suing them the same day. Are those the voters he's talking about?
Correct, sir. You nailed it. Once again, Snowball goes down in flames. I'm melting. Thanks, Bobcat. We'll
making
be
making the mountain to moonshine, dude. I'm telling you.
Moonshine and honey buns for everyone. You get a honey bun, and you get a honey bun. Bye.